On the programme this week, we were talking about the loss of a pet, how it affects you when a pet dies. Is losing an animal, for example, as bad as losing a relative? The commentators Heidi McAlpin and Ant Miller disagreed with this.
Well, I mean, I have had cats and dogs as pets, and they have all died for various reasons. And whilst it was sad at that time, you do move on very quickly. And to say that pets dying is the same as a member of a family or a human being dying is totally foreign to me. Pets are ultimately replaceable creatures.
I can't believe you just actually said that. Little dogs, little cats, whatever your chosen pet is, you fill them with love and they give you that love back. It's unconditional. There are three dogs in my life. One is Belle, one is Fushi, and one is Bronson. And I, you know, I'm actually choking up at the very thoughts of anything happening to them. Whether it comes with four legs or two, it's not replaceable by nipping up to the local dog pound.
I had loads of your calls about this, actually. Phyllis contacted me about her connection. I can't stand these things with cats.
I can't even explain it to you. I have obviously lost parents. I have children, which would be devastating to lose my husband. But I can tell you, having had cats for the last almost 40 years, and we have lost them, I have four buried in the back garden because I wouldn't let the vet keep them. We just absolutely love them. They wrap themselves around your heart, Stephen, and that's the end of it. You're lost.
Really?
Really, honestly. I have a big softy Mr. Max lying beside me here. I'm getting ready to go.
Mr. Max?
Mr. Max, M-A-C. He has many nicknames, Maxter and all sorts of things, but he is absolutely the most lovable, soft, big creature. And we just love him. And we have a Miss Molly the same. He's not quite as soft, but we love her just the same. They're cats.
Oh, I can't stand cats.
Now, some people don't like cats.
Oh, no, though, the evil wee things. They're beady wee eyes,
Stephen,
staring at you.
Come on now. We're going to have words, please.
No, honestly. Can't stand cats. Cats scare me. Cats always look as if they're about to pounce on me and grab onto my chest and bite me.
Well, maybe. You see, cats are very...
pee on me and all that kind of stuff. I don't like them.
Well, you see, they will do that. What they're doing is that's because they love you. They're marking their territory.
See, sorry, they go around peeing on you and your house and you like them?
Oh, no, they don't. No, absolutely not.
Awful things.
Absolutely not, because that's them marking their territory. But they don't do it. If you've had them spayed or neutered, they'll not do that.
And what's so lovable about them then?
Just their nature. Just their nature. They look at you and they depend on you. Now, my vet did tell me, dogs have masters and cats have staff.
Oh, so you have to attend to them?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they are dependent on you. But they're an independent creature. They very much do their own thing and they allow you to live with them on their terms.
Here's the thing, if I was to get a dog, I wonder what type of a dog would suit me?
Well, you just said a Cocker Spaniel there.
Finney's got a Cocker.
Mm-hmm. My mum had a Cocker Spaniel many years ago. Absolutely loved him. Copper. But a dog, it really is a very personal choice, Stephen.
Apparently,
a very personal choice.
I got mixed up. I must be getting mixed up with some other real man. Vinny's just told me there in the air he's got a poodle.
Well, a poodle's a dog as well.
Like, imagine him walking along with a poodle.
I see.
In all seriousness.
I see.
A big hairy gorilla like him walking along with a poodle.
Yeah.
It's nearly as bad as Gregory. Seriously, you see when I saw Gregory the other day? Walking along, and this wee tartan lead and a shih tzu along Newcastle Promenade. There's just certain animals don't suit certain shapes of men.
I live in Bangor and I see big butch men walking around Bangor walking the tiniest Yorkies you ever seen in your life.
Ridiculous.
Well, it's their choice. It's their choice.
That's it. I'm going to get a dog.
Well, then get yourself a big golden Labrador.
No, I don't want a big dog. I want a wee dog.
A wee dog? Well, definitely don't get a Yorkie.
We Yorkshire Terriers, what I was about to say there.
No. Definitely not. My sister has them and their bark is the most piercing thing you'll ever hear in your life.
Okay, listen, Phyllis, thank you very much. Thank you.
Not at all.
Morning.
Bye.
Here's Robin and Bangor next. Morning, Robin.
Good morning.
What have you got?
I think you should get a wee dog so as it runs you around.
I would love a wee dog.
Runs you off your feet.
I would love a wee dog. But what type of dog should I get?
best one for you would be a Springer Spaniel. Because you wouldn't be able to sit around. You'd be out running all the time with it.
You're the wee dog that died in February.
Yeah. Chocolate Labrador.
And what's it like losing a pet then? Is it akin to losing a human?
It is. Because you have so much in common. You know, as has been said, it's unconditional love. But, you know, they're like kids. I've taken on a new one, a retriever, Bitch, 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And she was very, very badly treated. And she's coming around now, and she's got to the stage now of the terrible twos. They're trying to see what she can get away with.
It would be unfair for me to get a pet at the moment, though, because I'm back and forth at England, and I'm not around 3 days a week. And these things get attached to you, don't they?
Oh, aye.
When I retire,
walk in the door and they're all over you like a rash.
When I retire, I'll get one. I've got this notion in my head, Robin, of what retirement must be like. Getting up in the morning, send a load of the dog, going down for a fry.
When I find out, I'll let you know.
none of these producers in the BBC torturing me. Out to the beach. By then I'll be fit, running along the beach like somebody out of Baywatch.
But be aware and be ready, because if you do get a dog and you lose it. Like, Theo was only 5.5 years old when I lost him to cancer.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, listen, Robin, thank you for calling me. Thank you. Birdie. Morning, Birdie.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, now, I used to have a wee poodle. Well, he wasn't mine. Between the chair worker and me. It was more or less her dog, but he was oftener with me when she was out at work. And me dog, we had to get him put to sleep there for a number of years ago. And he was marvellous. Wee black poodle, and he was great, so he was. In fact, he was one that we had cared for greatly. And whenever we had to get him put to sleep, it was terrible. It was a death, like a death in a family.
Yeah, well, this is what you're all saying. It's like a death in the family.
We classed him as one of the family. No matter what we were eating, steak or anything, his portion was kept for him too.
Do you know what I don't get, though? Because with some woman on there the other day, tell me that the dog slept in bed with her. She allowed it to sleep in the top of the bed.
Oh, did she?
Can you imagine?
Well, some people do let them sleep in bed. They get so attached with them.
Bertie, thank you. Here's Yvonne. Morning, Yvonne.
Is that Stephen?
No, this is Frank Mitchell. Good morning.
Oh, Frank Mitchell.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I want to ask Nolan, he's talking about buying a dog.
Yes.
What is he going to do with the dog during the day while he's at his work?
Well, you know what he's like, Yvonne.
No, I don't.
You know what he's like? He's probably going to expect the thing to feed itself.
This is the first time I've ever rung anybody about anything like this in my life, but I'm so angry at people buying animals and thinking that, like, treat them like a bit of furniture.
No, I know. You're absolutely right.
Go out and leave them all day long.
Yeah.
And when I've watched it on television, the animals, they nearly go berserk.
Yeah, well, Yvonne, thank you for calling us from, Castle Welland today. Maisie, morning, Maisie.
Morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
I've got a cold, yeah, obviously.
I've had a cold for 2 weeks.
So have I, can't get rid of it.
Nor can I, goodness sake.
For God's sake, well, but I have breathing problems as well, so it doesn't help. But that doesn't stop me from having my animals.
What do you have? A gerbil? Oh, I bet you have a gerbil.
I had gerbils.
I knew it.
Hamsters.
I knew it. I knew
pigs,
it.
Rabbits.
Yes.
Do you know that I now have?
I had a rabbit as a wee boy and a rat came in and bit the head off it.
Well, no, I did not.
It did. It was out in a cage in a garden. I'll never forget this. And I came out as a wee boy out to I used to call him Fluffy.
Uh-huh.
And I came out to Fluffy.
Uh-huh.
And Fluffy had no head.
Oh, dear.
Unbelievable.
Well, I had a blackbird, a pet blackbird, and a rat took it away without as much as leaving a feather.
Dirty rat.
Believe it or not.
Dirty, dirty rat.
And I paid £24 for a cage because I wouldn't kill anything.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't catch it, so I allowed my husband to put poison down. And that hurt me, but the fact that she was a cheeky blackbird, she would have been down to face it, you know. But anyway, that's it. But at the minute... Now, listen, keep your ears open, you hear this.
Yes.
I have 11 cats and 3 dogs.
You do not?
Oh, yes, and I love every one of them.
Well, you're clearly insane.
And they are what's keeping me alive.
11 cats and 2 dogs?
3 dogs.
You're mad in the head.
The wee dogs are small now because I'm not fit much to walk them, so I have a good-sized backyard.
Do the cats get on with the dogs?
Oh, the cats can boss. They're bigger than the dogs, actually. I have a Pom, a Bichon, and a... what's the other one? A Yorkie. It's a Yappy Yorkie. Yeah.
How do you deal with them pooing all over the place?
Yes, the cats...
You must be pooper-scooping all day.
I know. Well, the cats are very clean. They'll go to a tray.
How do you walk them?
The cats? Believe it or not, I do walk one on the lead.
No, the dogs.
The dogs? Well, that's what I'm saying. Two of my wee dogs are very, very old. Uh-huh. And they're very small, so they don't need a lot of walk.
A bit like myself.
I'm sorry, I'm so like you. Uh-huh. But I have a good-sized backyard, and I sit out there with them and let them gallop about the yard.
Missy, you sound like a lady I could talk to you all day, so please ring me again. Do you hear me?
I'll ring you sometime again.
Lovely. I must send Vinny up to your house, actually, to meet all these cats and dogs.
Back, if I had a cage big enough, I'd shove them in it.
Well, so would I.
Listen to me. Is
put this
Vinny I'm talking to?
What?
Who am I speaking to?
Speak to none of you know who I am anymore. Missy, thank you. I might actually get you on my TV show when it comes back. That's interesting.
You sound different on the phone.
11 cats and 3 dogs.
I love them. Now, I'll tell you how I come of 11. I had a few. And then what happened was, about 4 years ago, some kind person abandoned 4 newborn kittens into a back entry. And they were brought to me. And at 3 weeks, the tiny one died, but the other 3 survived. And you can imagine what it's like. There are 3 tiny kittens. And you have to stimulate them to go to the toilet by massaging their wee private bits.
You what?
Yes, you have to do that. Did you not know that?
You have to do what?
Yeah, well, you have to get a nice little bit of cotton wool after you feed them. And you have to put in their back and rub their wee private bits to make them urinate or do their feces.
Mizzy, stop winding me up.
Truth. I'm not winding you up.
Like, do not be doing this at home. This woman's making this up.
It's the truth. And then you're up in the middle of the night feeding them. And I spent so much of my money, my pension, feeding them £10 a tin of food, that the 3 that survived, I kept them. I couldn't part with them. So that's how come I ended up with so many. So but I love everyone. And I have a beautiful white one with blue eyes. He was born deaf. Now, I put him in a harness and I take him out to the door. So there you are.
And what do you get back from them?
Love. Oh, I get love. Unbelievable. When I'm sitting in front of the TV, there's 4 cats in here sitting on top of me. You know. But they are. I have a wee sign on my wall, and this is true. It says, to lead a perfectly balanced life, you need a dog to adore you and a cat to ignore you. And that's a fact. That lady was on right. The cat owns you. You don't own it.
What type of dog do you think I should get?
Has the dog been built yet for you? What about that canine?
The only thing I'm cut out for, the dog would end up having to look after me.
Exactly. No, I you know, there's
you see, I have this thing in my head. I have this image in my head that if I got a dog, Vinny could come up and lift its doo-doo every day, right? Because I'm not doing that. I'm definitely not doing that.
Just put a wee plastic bag over your hand and lift it.
I could send Gareth out to walk it every day. All I want to do to a dog is I don't want to have to walk it. I don't want to have to pick up its stuff. All I want to do is to be able to stroke it, talk to it, and that's it.
But you know, if I have a toy, Stephen, and it's a big red dog, it was a cartoon to the kids. 3 yeah. whistles. You blow the whistle, it barks. You blow a yellow whistle, it shakes its head. And you blow the blue whistle, and it walks. That's the sort of dog you need.
Tell me this. How long have you been listening to Radio Ulster?
Oh, from the inception, I think. I'm 78 years old, nearly.
You sound like one of us. You really do.
I'm as daft as a brush.
Do you ever watch my TV show?
Every time.
Right, well, here's what I'd like to do, because I like you, right? Oh. Why don't you come down? Why don't I bring you down to the telly show?
Well, Stephen, I have breathing problems.
No, listen, I'll sort that.
Would you?
We'll look after you. If we can get you down, we'll look after you and we'll get you out for dinner and we'll do all of that.
Lovely.
Yeah. All right?
Wheel me about.
Right, Missy. Right. We'll be in touch and thank you for calling us today.